Welcome back to Hideaway Teen, the podcast. This is episode 5, and thank you for joining. So today we're going to talk about a topic that has been a long-time issue for me personally, and I think is a problem that many of us struggle with on a day-to-day basis. I came up with this topic because it was actually an issue I was dealing with just this morning, and that issue is clothing. Trying to figure out what to wear in the morning, feeling self-conscious. So we're going to talk about all of it today. So it's a major problem for me, and it probably started in about middle school, I would say, was when it really started to get bad. I used to always be so self-conscious about my weight and about what I was wearing and what I look like. When I was younger, I loved looking in the mirror. I just thought mirrors were the best thing ever, but I was constantly, whenever we went into stores or to people's houses, I would always stare into every single mirror I could find. And whenever I stared into it, I fixed something, whether I redid my hair or changed my skirt or moved something, tied it differently, or tried to fix something. And I was always just so, like, self-conscious about how I looked. And you would see someone in the hallway, and I would just feel like, oh, like, I'm just going in my shell. Like, don't look at me. Like, I don't look good. And it became a problem, especially in the mornings on a school day. When you wake up early and you only have so much time to get ready to catch the bus, it would take me about 40 minutes to get ready in the morning. Not because I was doing my makeup, not because I woke up late, because I was constantly changing my outfits. I would look in the mirror, I wouldn't like what I saw, so I changed my outfit. And I did that about 10 times each morning. It got so bad to a point where I had to skip breakfast. It would take me so long to get changed in the morning and figure out what outfit I wanted to wear. I started to just not have enough time to eat breakfast. That was when I started to realize that this was a big problem. It's affecting my day. It's affecting what I can eat and do in the morning. And it's just ridiculous for me to spend 40 minutes changing an outfit. And to make matters even worse, I would change my outfit that many times and I would still leave the house not feeling confident in what I was wearing or what I looked like. And I thought, why is this? I think it was because I just wasn't confident. It wasn't what I was wearing. It was how I looked. I wasn't proud of what my weight was. I wasn't proud of how my hair looked. I wasn't happy that I couldn't look like any of the girls on the Pinterest photos or in the Instagram posts, or even my friends. I was always comparing myself, judging myself, judging others, trying to make myself feel better by tearing them down. And so I decided I really needed to change this nasty habit that was becoming just an overwhelming thing in my life. And so I started trying to get haircuts. I tried changing my hair. I tried losing weight. I tried going on diets. I've tried trying to copy Pinterest outfit ideas. I tried copying my friends' clothing ideas. I tried wearing extra makeup, just thinking that it would like mask what was underneath. I tried so many different things, but everything was just hiding who I was. And I knew that internally, I liked who I was as a person. I just didn't like how I looked. And so all those things like makeup and wearing clothes that weren't my style, it was changing who I was as a person, because now I was trying to be this Barbie doll in dresses or this skinny girl that I wasn't or this fashionista that was totally not me. And it didn't reflect who I was inside, which is kind of like a country small town, quiet girl. And my style was not reflecting that whatsoever, because my style that I was wearing was not my style by choice at all. So when I went into high school, it was still a major problem. I finally decided to make a change in 10th grade. That was my year of a style change, a style. It was almost like a rebirth of who I was and what my style was, and really focusing on self-confidence and the issue that I had in my life. And I wouldn't say that I was suffering from anything. People didn't think that it was a problem, because it wasn't a big mental issue. I wasn't sick. I wasn't depressed. I just had a huge lack of self-confidence. And it wasn't something I liked to talk about with people, because I felt like that would make them look at me different. Maybe they would look at me and be like, oh my God, she really is overweight, or oh my God, she really does have bad style, or whatever. And so I just wouldn't talk to anyone about it. I didn't want anyone's pity. I didn't want anyone's comments. I didn't want any critiques. I just wanted to just be left alone, and figured I had hoped that it would just work its way out, but it didn't. So I realized that I needed to do the work, and I needed to put in the effort to really fix this problem that was affecting my life. So I first started with turning my mirror around. For a week straight, I wouldn't look in my mirror when I was getting dressed in the morning. I tried to limit the time that I could see my reflection, because then I wouldn't be able to critique how I look exactly. I knew what I was putting on my body and what clothes I was wearing, but I couldn't see myself in the reflection. So I figured if I couldn't see that, I couldn't critique it, right? Well, I was wrong. I still found ways around it. I still found other mirrors in the house. I still found ways that I knew I didn't feel good. And a major thing for me that I've realized is, if I don't feel confident in my clothes and how I look, I don't have a good day. I don't feel confident in my day. And I don't smile as much, and I don't laugh as much. And I'm just not as happy, because I'm constantly worrying about something else. I'm never present, because I'm always in my mind thinking about something else and how I look and blah, blah, blah. So the mirror thing, I tried, and I still to this day continue to do it every once in a while when I know I'm getting really bad about changing my outfits. The other thing that I tried was limiting myself, saying, okay, you can look through the closet, pick one outfit, put it on, and stay in it. And that, it worked for a little bit, and then that as well started to fail me, because I would wear that outfit and I'd be like, okay, I'm stuck in it, but I wouldn't like it. And that became a problem. Because like I said, if I leave the house not feeling confident, I'm not going to have a good day. So only having the one outfit didn't work for me as well. But it did help me. I did make progress. I wasn't changing as much. I was only changing the once in the morning. So I started gaining time back for breakfast and other things like that in the morning, which was progress. I tried going shopping. Every year before, like back to school, you go shopping. Or what I've found that actually works for me quite well is, instead of doing that one back to school shop, that one really big shop at the beginning of the year that you buy all of these clothes and that's supposed to last you for the entire year, I tried to not do that year. So going into 10th grade, we went shopping at one store, and I got two things. I had a new top and a new bottom. And that worked so good for me. I revamped my outfit. I had a new outfit that looked great. And I actually, the clothes that I got, it was a pair of jeans and a plaid shirt. And that plaid shirt totally, I would almost say changed my year. It changed my life. And I know that sounds so stupid, but that plaid shirt I wore with all of my outfits and it totally fit me. I'm a country girl at heart, and so it was my personality. It was comfortable. It was cute. I felt confident in it. And I could wear it all the time. And same with the jeans. They were very versatile. They were very cute. I love them on my body. So I got a haircut that year. And I had those two clothes. And that was perfect. I could revamp my closet in the idea that all of my clothes now had a new light. Because I could wear them with this plaid shirt. And I eventually would start cutting up my shirts, which helped me so much. I would cut up my older shirts and they look brand new. It's a completely different shirt that fit me better, that looked better on me. And it was like I was totally had this new confidence about me because I was confident in my style and what I look like. So what I would say is something, the main thing that worked for me, and maybe it'll work for one of you guys out there, is to try and not do that big back to school clothing haul before the year. Try and do a little haul before school, get a couple items, try and do it again around Christmas time, get one or two new items, and try and do it another time in like May and get one or two new items. I feel that personally, it changed. Every time a new article of clothing comes into my closet, it's like all of my clothes look new. It's just this, it's this weird, unexplainable, crazy thing that I just feel like this new confidence. It's like when you get a new haircut, everything looks different. You feel fresh, you feel brand new, you feel different. And so that was my recommendation. Is that I would try and do, instead of the one big haul, try and do like three or four little hauls, because then those clothes don't get all old. If you're only getting one or two new things every couple of months, your closet will look newer, your clothes will all look fresh and new and different, and you'll get new clothes. You'll be excited when you get those new clothes. So I'd try that. That's my recommendation, and it totally helped my self-confidence. I only change once in the morning, and I'm good. I don't have to look at my closet every 2 seconds for a new outfit. So try that, and thank you for listening. So that is episode 5 of Hideaway Teen. Thank you. Bye.